Radio. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And as always, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And you guys already know we're standing by for your questions and comments on Facebook and Twitter. Hey, brothers.
All right. And that voice you hear is our producer, Supreme Candace.
Hello, everybody. Back again.
Yeah. What's up?
How's everybody?
And we're back on Saturday.
Yeah.
Everything's functioning.
No more WTF.
Right.
LMAO.
So how was everybody week? Really? That's what you had?
All that, man. I had a bad week, man. But whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. Jesus found me.
There you go. All right. Well, what you got?
Oh, first off, we definitely got to give it up and say what's up to our people. Maya Hawkins, Ebony Love, Raina Summers. Definitely got to say what's up to them. They were, you know, saying what's up to the two brothers. Got to say hey to my cousin Bria. She had a basketball game yesterday. Yesterday they lost, but whatever. Good show. Brandis, you played too. Good job. On another note, a friend of Diana lost her cousin, Terry, so our prayers and thoughts were with her.
That's right.
And another True Brother fan, Nia Triplett, her sister was hit by a car, actually. So, yeah,
oh, wow.
You know, she has suffered memory loss, so we definitely want to send it out to them. And definitely on another note, I want to say get well to my mom. I know she went to the hospital today, but I know she's cool, so suck it up. You'll be fine. I said it. But and on another note, our boy AD23...
How's the unibrow? It's big and valuable.
Indeed it is. But Kentucky, you know, beat Florida today, 74-71 in the SEC semifinals tournament. That was a close game.
Play around.
Hey, don't do that no more. But Anthony hit a big three. The seven-footer hit a big three. Towards the end of that got him in the move, man. So
wow.
Yeah, good game, bro.
A 7-footer shooting three. Ain't that just incredible?
Yeah, but he used to
I know.
Well, yeah, when he was 6'2", and then he just shot straight up to 7 feet just overnight, technically. So yeah, so big ups to my boy Anthony,
awesome.
Man. 15 points, 12 rebounds. Good game, man. Y'all keep doing your thing in the finals. Now for DJ's B days, Emilio Williams, Helen Hill, Sade Henderson, and my boy Anthony Davis and his twin sister, Mooka, that's what we call her. Hey, Mooka, their birthday is tomorrow. So
all right.
Celebrate your B-Day with a win, bro. And that's
right
it there. For our What's Ups.
All right. Here we go with the Terrible Truth.
This is the Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Yeah, I got to put my glasses on, people. They make me now. It's part of my thing. So, greetings and salutations. High school students suspended for wearing heels. Yeah, dig this.
Yep. Why do I got a feeling? Why do I got a feeling it's not a female?
Yeah, I was getting ready to say the same.
Asante Coltman.
There it is.
A 17-year-old junior at Charles City High School in Charles City County, Virginia, says he was suspended for 3 days. He was suspended for 3 days after refusing an order from school officials to take a pair of high heels he was wearing because they were, quote unquote, disrupting the school.
You think?
I wore this jacket right here and a white shirt and my scarf and a pair of cargo pants and the heels. I didn't see how it was bothering anyone. I wasn't revealing nothing. I'm not.
I don't know what the ruckus
dear.
Is about.
I'm not.
I could have worn my thong.
Oh dear.
Oh god.
If they, why do they call them boy shorts if we not supposed to wear them?
Wow. Oh my goodness.
I'm not. I'm not ever.
That's a good one. God damn.
I'm not advertising. I'm being myself, Coleman said, I want to be able to be a regular student, a gay regular student.
Okay.
Come okay. on, man.
I just want to be like everybody else.
Just sweet. But I want to be a regular student, a gay regular God. Student that attends CCHS. Oh, God.
Yeah, my head
School
is hurting.
Principal Stephanie Crutchfield, who suspended Coleman, has declined to comment.
Yep.
But Superintendent Jeanette Crawley chalks the decision up to a safety hazard since Coleman heels were 6 inches tall. And she said, hey, it's because they were 6 inches tall, not for the discrimination.
Wow.
That is not our... I mean,
and that he looked better in them than I did.
Somebody go get a Sante, bring him over here. Now, take the heels off him first. We taking him home. Biff will never mind. But
wow.
Let me get some Jimmy Choo's.
Right. Now, are those red bottoms?
Oh, wow.
Mm. Jimmy Choo's.
Yeah.
Where was the parents? I want to know what... We going to just let him be himself.
Why y'all worried about what my son do? Is he interrupting yours?
Wow.
You're only hating because you want him. No.
We got a comment from J.L. Woodson that is just laughing his F.A.O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yep. You're only doing it because you want him. That's all. Y'all leave my boy Santi alone. He's good folk.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
How you like that?
And he's
like,
going to be a kick at the prom. You know that, right?
Yep. Oh, you know he's lobbying to be the prom queen already.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And he's going to come down.
He's probably going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're playing.
But, I got to put a picture of dude up.
No.
You got a picture?
He looks like Luau Deng.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
I'm not playing.
Seal in heels. So.
Yep.
Wow.
Seal is in heels. Climbing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Whatever. Ruggles. Everybody going to eat the chips.
All right. Heart pills stops people from being racist.
I heard about that.
Yeah. A common heart disease drug may have an unusual side effect for combating racism, a study claims.
Oh, he's not so black after all.
Who knew? Who knew that Dexter was such a good guy?
Yeah, keep it up. I know who we're going to give it to in a minute. Volunteers given a beta blocker propofol used to lower heart rates scored lower on a standard psychological test of implicit racist attitudes. They appear to be less racially prejudiced at a subconscious level than another group tested with a dummy placebo pill. Scientists believe placebo pill gets to you.
We right. gonna see how they as strong as the other one.
All right. Give them the pill. Now bring in this dude. Give them a rope. Let's see what they do.
Right.
Ooh. They won't do nothing. But the other group with the placebo, he's swinging already.
Look at his feet. Don't you love when they toes shake a little bit?
Oh, wow. Scientists believe the discovery can be explained by the fact that racism is fundamentally founded on fear, reports the Daily Telegraph. Propofol acts as both a nerve, acts on both nerve circuits that govern heart rate and the part of the brain involved in fear and emotional responses. The drug is also used to treat anxiety and panic. So there
really?
You go. That's right.
Well, there it is.
So there you go. So now we got a pill. Matter of fact, I say we get a case and go send it over to Rush. Here you go, fat boy.
Let's see how you feel. First off, they still black. Yep, knew it.
Double the dose.
Yeah, but that is horrible for your boy. I never knew you can cure racism with a pill. But
there you go.
They're getting stuff to get stuff up. Why not bring something to bring racism down?
There you go.
Well, you know, it sounds like we're going to give that pill to Ms. Paula Deen and her brother. I got a story for you all.
Here we go.
Things are heating up as more information about the shocking lawsuit against Food Network star Paula Deen and her brother, Bubba Hears, is released. Now it's being reported that a celebrity chef's former employee is not only suing the sweet-talking Southern Belle for sexual harassment, but she also claims that Deen, who will be featured later in this season on NBC's Who Do You Think You Are,
I'm sure.
is also a racist.
Well, there we go.
After all the details after the jump.
That's what she say. Who do you think you are coming in here all black and musky?
All right.
Now, check this out. In addition to her claims of sexual harassment at the workplace, Lisa Jackson, former general manager at Uncle Bubba's.
Uncle Bubba's.
That's big lips and shrimp stuff.
She alleges that Paula Deen and her brother Bubba Ayers have made several racist comments in her presence.
Oh, well, sure.
And in the presence of the restaurant's African-American employees, who Jackson claims were forced to use a separate restroom located in the back of the establishment.
Well, that's of course.
And what happens to the help?
According to her suit, Jackson states that while making arrangements for the catering staff at Bubba's 2007 nuptials, she asked Deen what the servers should wear, to which Deen allegedly responded, "Well, what I would really like is a bunch of little niggers to wear long-sleeve white shirts, black shorts, black bow ties, and you know in the Shirley Temple days they used to tap dance around.
Y'all.
Now that would be..." Can I finish the statement?
Oh, yes.
Now that would be a true Southern wedding, wouldn't it? Because...
Oh, Lord! This racism is killing me inside.
Okay, I'm going to start over.
Go ahead.
Let her do a Paula Deen voice. Let's hear that. I like that.
No, he messed it up now.
Oh, well, now she got to read it. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to... She allegedly responded, Paula Deen, that is, "Well, what I would really like is a bunch of little niggas to wear long-sleeve white shirts, black shorts, black bow ties, and you know in the Shirley Temple days, they used to tap dance around. Now, that would be a true Southern wedding, wouldn't it? But we can't do that because the media would be on me about that."
You know.
End quote.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Excuse me, I'm drawing
no
the picture.
Since the store is closed, we can dress them up like that right now for our sake.
Yep.
Go in that separate bathroom, change, and come out here and pleasure me.
Oh, dear.
In butter.
Ew.
Bring my insulin pen, too.
Another shocking allegation included in the lawsuit against Paula Deen and her brother states that the Food Network star also made disparaging remarks against women in a meeting after the Savannah establishment's previous manager had been fired for having sexual relations with the servers. Here's another quote.
There you go. Nothing like mingling
first
with
all,
the
real
help.
818-514-1202. Anybody want to call in and give a comment on that? 818-514-1202.
That's right.
Go
okay.
Ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, given all the parents who may have kids listening right now, this is a R-rated statement. It gets a little gutter, but I'm going to keep it real.
You got it.
Now, it's quoted that, "If you think I have worked this hard to lose everything because of a piece of pussy, you better think again." Deen allegedly said before adding, "And now I'm going to do something I've never done. I'm going to put a woman in a man's job."
There you go.
There we go.
Ms. Jackson is seeking unspecified damages in the lawsuit.
All right.
We all say wow.
Now, would you please get Tyrone in here? It's time for my butter rub.
Oh, Lord! This racism is killing me inside.
That never gets old.
This racism is still alive.
It is. Take it in your life.
Oh,
right.
My goodness.
Wow.
I'm just curious to see what's going on. But, hey,
yeah.
We got to take a real quick break. We're going to let this racism set in, and we'll be back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Yo, word up. Get from out my face before you get bust quickly. The hip hop, the hippie. I'm ripping in a minute because I'm gifted like December 25th. Now, let me flip. I'm all knowing. Lyric and syllables throw. Even when it's snowing, I'm party going. Free flowing and stomping. Never tiptoes. Overthrowing a car. Big old bra. I got more styles than the planet got women. I got as many rhymes as many styles of women. Tell 'em, don't let me come out on that ass, start flipping. Your mental, I'm afflicted, acting ill and fitting. Picking the victim at random, slamming them, tracking to the station.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Mr. Dumbass, I can bring a lot to Dumbass and Dumbass. I'm a go-getter. Dumbass material all the way. So, am I your man, Mr. Dumbass?
The name is Dumas.
That's pretty thick-headed.
but nothing compared to the rich, thick, frosty mug taste of an A&W root beer. With A&W, it's good to be thick-headed.
What a dumbass.
Duke Brothers Radio.
Now me love visit the school as them a graduate. I study hard and set a party for the holidays. Diploma degree, them diploma and them won't be great. Because them not pick up, no mastic and a perpetrate. And then I love the energies where them a generate. My generation is so special, it will make a change. Because
Truth Brothers Radio, we're back and we're back with a caller. Caller, what's your name?
J.L. Woodson.
J.L. Woodson, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, dude?
Hey, got a comment, man?
Man, most of these stories that y'all speaking on just makes me want to slip my wrist sometimes because there's so much ignorance going on in America and ignorance going on in the world.
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere.
That's why we call it the terrible truth.
See, tell people, man, they swear that these stories aren't real, man. Nobody who works here is this talented, man, to make these stories up week after week. And this is at least six stories we swing around.
Man.
Yeah. So are you a Paula Deen fan?
No. Not at all.
In that fast.
So you don't like part of Paula Deen's cholesterol filled butterballs?
Okay. What was the name of that restaurant again?
Uncle Bubba's.
And black people would go to that. Wow.
Yeah, that sounds like a take on some black stuff, Forrest Gump or something like that.
How about it?
I told you, Bubba Gump's Big Lips and Shrimps and Stuff.
There you go.
That's where we at, man. Bubba Gump's Big Lips, Shrimps and Stuff.
Got black face and big red lips.
That's right.
And who don't love a cold glass of dark lemonade?
Right. Diet Dr. Coke. That's what they have here.
Diet Dr. Coke. I think that's a new sponsor.
Hey, bro, man. Definitely want to say thanks, man, for tuning in. You know we got you, and definitely, man, continue listening to the Truth Brothers, man.
Indeed, man.
That's all right. Yeah.
Okay. Moving right along.
Okay, cool.
Oh, no, it is your turn. Yeah, go ahead.
We're on the air.
Yeah,
we're on the air, bro. Well, since we talking about fat food, check this out. Woman leaves child unattended at McDonald's, then passes out in car.
Well, of course.
Them nuggets get you.
Ronald got her.
Nah, them nuggets, man. Them Big Macs make you big sleepy. But a 28-year-old woman was found passed out in a car in the parking lot of a McDonald's in Deltona after leaving a child unattended in the play area of the fast food restaurant. Jessica Jones was charged with child neglect and two counts of possession of prescription pills and arrest report shows. Sheriff deputies were called to the McDonald's at 2190 Harlan Boulevard after two women found Jones slumped over the steering wheel of her car. The woman told deputies they saw Jones go into McDonald's and purchase a Happy Meal for the 8-year-old boy, then take him to the play area. Jones then went outside, left the child unsupervised. Deputy said. As is common in neglect cases, authorities did not reveal the relationship between the woman and the child. Jones was awakened and she had slurred speech. The deputies noticed a pill on the floorboard. After Jones was medically cleared, the car was searched. Deputies found six anti-anxiety tablets and two pain pills in an unlabeled orange bottle.
Well, there you go, because being a parent is so stressful.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, that is becoming the new problem in America. Not illegal drugs, but prescription drugs.
Yeah. No doubt.
More people are whacking out on prescription drugs every day. But, you know, ever since they started making it legal for them to run those commercials, it's been getting worse and worse.
And the thing is, she take them to a McDonald's, right?
That's right, because the Playland is there.
Right. And the boy in there, you know, the boy's in there, he got his Happy Meal, he's chilling, he's eating. And she just like, all right, I'm finna go off myself. Because you know that's what she was planning on doing.
Well, I don't know about that. I believe it was probably a mistake. She's probably mixing the medication and didn't check with a doctor.
Six
but why
pills
would she do?
And on
top
pay.
Of that, she got him a McDonald's meal, let him go play, then she left to go to the car. She didn't take him with her. She left him unsupervised. Even if you forgetting your pill or whatever, you don't leave your kid in the McDonald's playland unsupervised.
Right.
That's true.
So she was, she's going to punch that ticket. She was going to pick a color. And what I mean by she was, that brown burial brown in that casket looks nice.
Wow.
Yeah, platinum silver, nippy's color. But go ahead. Whatever, man. I'm there. I do what I feel.
Oh. Wow. That's
really
funny. Yeah, that's
all right, then.
You know we on nippy. We still on nippy punishment. So
we are?
Yes. Yeah.
Why?
It's way too. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Nippy's been nippy
no.
for quite some time
no.
now.
No.
All right. And this portion of Truth Brothers is being brought to you by Lady Lips Shampoo. And remember, nothing feels better on your head than Lady Lips.
All clean.
And
jeez, y'all ignorant. Oh my God.
And
who's the manufacturer of said product?
Oh, well, the same dude that make, again, Truth Brothers are sponsored by Pee Wee Herman's House of Poultry. Do we get Pee Wee Herman's House of Poultry? Chicken so good you want to choke on it.
All right.
God.
We are going. Yeah, they
818-514-1202.
We ain't gonna make it.
DUI driver found with sex toy in tush rear ends another driver.
Hold up. Yes. No, I don't mean yes like that. I mean no. Look.
Here we go. Here we go.
What we got?
Oh, you thought you was going to make a comment.
No, I'm just, whatever. So let me get this straight. Dude's driving the car, but he already got the joint in his joint. And bam, oh my goodness, I'm pregnant. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, the stopper is in the drain. So
okay,
yeah.
Got it. Finish this.
All
we
right.
We're going to have a ball.
A driver
like
with
did.
A sexual anus plug in his rectum was jailed after investigators say he rear-ended another driver and had more than five times the legal limit of alcohol in his blood.
You're going to feel what I feel. I'm going to shove this El Dorado.
According to a recently released arrest affidavit, what could be called the case of the stuck driver with a sex toy in his hindquarters happened about 11:20 a.m. February 24th. Martin County Sheriff's investigators went to a two-vehicle crash at U.S. 1 at Sea Branch Boulevard in Hop Sound. Yeah.
That's what happened.
A deputy determined Kevin Brand, 41, had rear-ended another vehicle. Officials also determined Brian smelled strongly of alcohol. Brian's speech was slurred.
KY.
And
come on, man.
Brian's speech was slurred and mumbled. His eyes was bloodshot and glassy. Deputies gave Braun, who urinated in his pants, a field sobriety test before arresting him on a DUI with property damage charge. Brian soiled himself on en route to the slammer.
Oh, my God.
Wrong end, Brian. You want to go for the back end because that's what they want. But go ahead.
The defendant had a sexual anus plug in his rectum, which he removed or it fell out of his rear in the back of my patrol car. Affidavit states the length, girth, and color of the anus plug was not listed in the affidavit. Yeah. Also not specified was the make and model of the plug and the explanation of how it ended up in his behind.
I bet you it was black. Least 9 to 10.
Oh my God.
At the jail, investigators measured a bronze blood alcohol content at 0.409. More than five times the legal limit of 0.08. Brian, just gave his address. I don't want to give that.
Whatever.
He was arrested. Sure. He was arrested on a DUI with property damage.
Ferry Bird Lane is where he was at.
How would you like to? How would you like to have been the arresting officer? You going back to the station and you hear him back and you go,
Uh-oh.
Yep. Want to get away?
The Drano gave out.
Excuse me, officer. I know this don't make sense, but my anus plug just came.
And I was wondering if you could help me.
I know I would have really appreciated if you would have handcuffed me from behind. That way I could have pulled it out myself. But take your time. Just try not to go over any speed bumps. I'm getting happy.
818-514-1202. Again, if you have any terrible truth stories and you'd like to tell them, go ahead and give us a call. We'll let your guests commentate.
Why would you put an anus plug there if you're a guy?
That's what it's for. I'm just saying.
No, I'm not homophobic, but, you know, me being a heterosexual
maybe he was getting ready to jump into the field, and he was preparing himself.
Like, you know
I
what?
Don't know.
Tyrone has been eyeing me. Let me just practice. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, right.
Whatever. I'm just, whatever, man. I guess he's a squatter now.
There you go.
Yep. That was the sound it made when it came out.
That's the sound it made when the officer realized he got to clean up this.
Right.
Yep.
Excuse me, officer. Clean up and out, too.
Damn it, it's the sixth one this week. I'm going to stop going on down Ferrybird Lane and hire and arresting people. God.
Yeah.
Who would put.
Yeah.
Never mind.
It takes all kinds, I guess. That's what they say.
Whatever.
It really gets you there.
Yep.
Yep. Wow.
Dildo dildos.
Right.
Want to get filled up.
I mean, it's got to be hard to be a cop. How would you like to have been a cop and had to deal with that?
He's just poking out like, hey, if you're going to arrest me, it's going to be a struggle. It's like
I need another search.
Yep, greased up deaf guy you're trying to tackle here. That is hard. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever gets the name, gets the people going.
Right.
Boss?
Hey, man. I'm just...
Ladies?
Yeah, 818-514-1202.
Ladies,
let's hear about it.
Is it really painful?
How would you like that? Wow.
I'm sorry.
How would you like that to be your husband? How would you like to bail him out?
How about no? He took her.
How about your dad?
I was about to say that. How would you? Hey, go bail out your dad.
What happened?
Nope.
You'll find out when you get there. You'll find out when you get. I'm not going down.
All the cops looking at you like.
So that's your dad,
no.
Huh?
No.
Yep. Okay, anyway.
I can't even do it. I got another story for you all.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this? Let's go ahead and take this break. Yeah, because we're going to have Kent Clark is going to have a special announcement when we come back from this break.
Need my glasses.
Well, get them ready. Yeah, get them ready.
Got my glasses on.
And then we'll be back with the rest of the Terrible Truth, Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. We're back, and we're back with a special announcement with our anchor, Kent Clark. My bad. This is Kent Clark with a special announcement. Tune in, listen up. The Truth Brothers, the radio show you are listening to right now, Truth Brothers Radio will be moving to a different time and a different station. Right? Wrong. Now I'm just playing. No, we will be moving to a different time. Truth Brothers Radio will be moving April 2nd. We're moving to Mondays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Get ready. We're going to do these last couple of shows on this Saturday. Then Monday, Monday, April 2nd, the Truth Brothers will be moving to Monday. So,
that's right. That's a we're going to have a whole lot of new things. Man. We're going to have some new segments.
Oh yeah,
different type of commercial. We're gonna have a whole different set of things for you guys. We're gonna have a lot of fun too.
New sponsors, everything, man. We can't just go all the way out though, you know. So they still keep the reins on us. But man, we have a big show coming up the Monday, April 2nd. Put it in your calendars. The Truth Brothers will be broadcasting Monday, 7 p.m. Central Time till 9 p.m. Get ready, man. We're gonna do a lot more than we do now, but whatever. They giving us the free reigns.
There you go.
Now, I'm sorry. Back to our producer extraordinaire, Candace.
All right. Well, I'm going to jump into the story real quick so we can keep it moving. Lottery winner loses welfare. Now, I'm sure that doesn't seem like a big
lottery
deal.
Lottery winner loses welfare.
I heard about this one.
Check this out. The state of Michigan has figured out that winning the lottery is not like being unemployed. The Department of Human Services has cut off welfare to Amanda Clayton, a 24-year-old woman who hit a million-dollar lottery jackpot last fall, yet continued to collect a $200 a month link card, basically.
Well, there it is. What a jerk.
Or, for those who don't know what that is, food assistance.
Or the blue platinum.
There you go.
Purple plastic.
Right. Oh, is it blue or purple?
Purple platinum.
There you go.
Yeah. Her case has also been referred to the state anti-fraud officials to investigate. Clayton, who has two children, defended her decision to the Detroit news crew that tracked her down. I feel that it's okay because, I mean, I have no income and I have to pay bills. I have two houses.
You know.
Wow. It's hard on me and my two houses.
Yeah.
She bought a second house along with a car when she won the lottery. It was also discovered that another Michigan resident continued to seek assistance after winning a $2 million jackpot in 2010. A Republican lawmaker sponsored a bill that would trigger a state notification whenever someone wins more than $1,000 in the lottery.
How do you feel about that, people?
Let's not be so hasty. Let's talk about this.
Okay, let's see. I want to hear this.
All right. Now, first off, hey, technically she's unemployed.
So is Mitt Romney.
Well, hey, Mitt Romney was digging people in Detroit, so that don't matter. We're not talking about Mitt. Mitt can go so, whatever. We don't care. We're talking about Miss Adams. I think I got it. Whatever. Don't matter.
Clayton.
I don't care.
Miss
Clayton Adams, whatever. Acetone, whatever her name is. Look.
Wow.
The girl was unemployed. Now, hey, she was getting linked. I'm sure she was getting linked before. Now, if she had it, if she won the meal and said, guess what? And I'm going to file for that link card. Whatever. I don't care. So I said
really?
It. Yeah, I said
really?
It.
Really?
I said
you
it.
Don't? Okay, what about all the people that's on assistance? See, did you hear the new rule that the Republicans put in there because of this idiot? And so now if you have a link card and you win $1,500, ooh, guess what? You lose your link.
I need that.
You lose your link over $1,500 because of this fool.
And the other one that won $2 million.
And the other one that won $2 million.
Right. No, I know. I'm playing.
You know, that don't,
yeah,
that,
honestly,
that type of selfishness and stupidity is just really.
Right. And the whole.
Well, I'm not even going to blame them for that. I'm not going to blame.
Excuse me?
No, I'm not. Because this is something that should have already been put into play. I mean, if that's
okay,
the case.
How about just having a little damn self-respect? If you win the lottery and you win $2 million, take yourself off the link because you know it's not right.
Well, some people apparently don't look at it that way. I hear what you're saying.
I mean, what
but,
you're doing is giving fodder for the conservatives that want to take this stuff
from
poor
people,
need
it
anyway.
That's true. However, the powers that be should have something that's already structured. If anyone wants an inheritance.
818-514-1202. If they're wrong for getting the link card, call in and say they were wrong for keeping it. If they right because you feel like government sticks it to you anyway, call in anyway.
I mean, you know, I mean, I get you with what you're saying about, you know, maybe someone should have activated a rule. I mean, quiet as kept, I'm not going to even blame them because maybe they thought it would be common sense for you to take yourself off of the system if you hit the line.
Or because
bullshit.
We're under
we
scrutiny.
Always...
Whoa, there we go.
Oh,
because
sorry.
We're under
well,
scrutiny.
You know. Well, you know.
Because we're under scrutiny so much and Big Brother is always watching over us, I would assume that they would have found out, oh yeah, she's on here, let's pull her off.
You
well,
have,
no, because you
lot.
Didn't because you
anyway.
Didn't right, because you didn't update any files when she won the money. They took the taxes out when she won because she took the lump sum. So
sure.
she won $1 million, she got a $500,000.
But you still
gotta
claim it too. You still have to.
That's
you
what I'm saying.
Support it.
But they wouldn't catch that.
She got half a mil and bought two houses.
Yeah, it's Michigan, dude. And they're not
I
that
know,
expensive.
But still,
maybe
you...
she had a house and then bought another house.
Exactly. I'm sure she was paying on that first one.
Exactly.
And she bought another one. But either way, you got half a mil. I ain't gonna be. I mean, I don't want to stray away from the link situation.
Right.
But technically, this still is. You got. I was just playing, but you got a house already. Either sell that house and go to a better one. Or
no,
keep that house.
To. I mean, the other one could be rental property for all you know.
She,
no.
Dude, honestly, I saw the picture of the girl, and I'm gonna be honest. She's a skinny. No, I'm being real. She's
like
a skinny little. She's a skinny little white woman. I don't want to be, but she's a skinny little white woman with a bandana tied around her head
yeah.
or whatever. And nothing about her says real estate here. Nothing.
But $500,000 say real estate here.
What? But okay, you can have that $500,000. I bet you dollars to donuts, as y'all say, that girl is living in that house too. I
well,
bet
maybe,
you.
But that's her. Hey, that's
but,
her right.
Okay, but you if you okay, then that's like saying her right is hey, I'm gonna keep that link card.
No,
too.
Her right isn't to keep the link card though.
Whatever.
That's
you got
not
the money.
Her right.
If she'd have saved the money and knew she had enough, she probably would have wanted to get the link card. I mean, to keep the link card in the first place. But she, instead of taking that money and say, okay, this money that I'm going to spend for this house can go towards food, she says, I'm going to keep the link card.
No, it's not even the same. She's not budgeting that. She's just a selfish sociopath. She
exactly.
don't care.
Which means to me that she could have, instead of buying the second house, that's something that could have went towards feeding your kids or whatever you
but
want to say.
She's got a $500,000. She's
right.
not worried about it.
I
she's
under-
just selfish.
She's not worried about it because she had the link card.
Again, selfish.
I'm
just saying. It's just ridiculous. What you're doing is making it hard for the people who need it.
No
that's
doubt.
Because
now it's, yeah, you get $1,100. You get $1,001. They
exactly.
own you now.
Now they're gonna cut you right. They're gonna cut you off.
Right. So yeah.
And $1,000 is nothing. Even I mean, that's not gonna set you straight.
No, it's really not.
And that's why the Republicans set it at the level they did. Because now it's just an excuse to knock people off the road.
Yeah, we gotta be a lot better, people. We have to get and do a lot better. because
just because they didn't make a rule for it doesn't mean you don't have the responsibility to take yourself off.
But wait a minute, I mean, understanding the general public, you kind of got to think for them in that regard.
Oh, so now the general public is just stupid. She's stupid.
No,
there's people who win the lottery every day. I'm sure the majority of them do the right thing.
Now, you're asking someone, I mean.
People don't win, I don't know a lot of people that win $1 million every day.
Well, that's, but there are people who do it. You don't have to know them, but there are people who do it.
Yeah, I got you.
Now, I agree with you. I do believe social responsibility should kick in, but let's be honest here. If she's been, I'm not sure how long she's been a general assistance recipient. But she's been getting it, you know, she's just accustomed to getting it and just didn't feel like reporting. Oh, well, hey, I've been.
And again, that's why she's going to get. Now, what's going to happen is she's going to lose a nice chunk of that money because they're going to prosecute her behind for fraud. And she only got $500,000 with no job. So a lawyer is going to come along.
Well, I mean, depending on how much she was still receiving, because
they're going to go retroactive and make her fine her for what she's accepting
They can also prosecute her and penalize her.
We know that. But I'm saying is, are you saying they're gonna if she got $500,000, $200,000? That's what I'm saying. Like, Max, they're not going to get her.
No, she got $1,000,000.
She won a million after taxes.
She's
got
$500,000. That's what other reports say. Probably going to get $200,000. Then, okay. I'm not saying okay, like, fine. But I'm saying, like, at the end of the day, they're not taking the whole $500,000.
No one said that.
No, I'm just saying. I'm like, what are they going to get? They're going to get, like, $200,000.
You don't know that they're going to get. I don't know what they're going to get. But I'm just saying the fact. Now she's got a burden. She's got to get a lawyer. She's going to have to defend herself from all of that. It's just ridiculous.
Well,
she made it worse for herself. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
But she made it worse for others. I give her that.
Definitely.
She made it worse for others. But whatever. Idiots are going to be idiots. What can you do? You know what I'm saying? But all right. Check this out. Georgia man caught with bestiality.
I saw that one.
Yeah. Speaking on your boy Richard Sebold, got people going.
Right.
But Bernard Archer, 19-year-old Georgia man has been charged with two felony counts of bestiality after a surveillance camera caught him having sex with not one, but two dogs, doggy style. The dog belonged to Dr. Catherine Lafayette, who was paying for the man's GED classes in return for his help.
Thank you for the help. Dog is going to the prom.
In return for his help, I had jokes, but I can't do them right now. Okay, let's get. She was paying for the man's GED classes in return for the help for cleaning out her dog cages. Dr. Lafayette was awakened by sheriff's department with the news that a neighbor's camera caught Archer engaging in quote unquote sexual activities with her female canines. Lafayette says that she feels guilty that she wasn't able to protect her pets from such disturbing incidents. Quit leaving them out with Archer.
Why does Archer always want to sleep in the kennel? I don't know. He just don't want to be a burden.
He's an odd boy. Whatever. You hear something? Nah, I don't hear nothing. Anyway, when you see Dr. Lafayette interacting with her four pit bull dogs, it's clear she loves them and they love her. Go ahead.
He's smashing pit bulls.
Hey, I see
dudes. And they didn't kill him.
I see dudes smashing gorillas every day. But anyway, Lafayette says she was inside her home taking a nap on Saturday when someone knocked on her door. My bad. Sounds like a deer. When she stepped outside, several Newton County deputies were in her yard. But, yeah, so dude was caught out there pit bulling.
Wow. He was crushing pit bulls, and they didn't kill him. Sound to me like there's no case.
Yeah, two of them, though. What was he doing to the other one?
Yep, Daisy Chan.
Dog.
Go bring your floppy ears over here.
Why are your dogs in a Daisy Chan?
Don't worry about that.
Oh, dear.
That's when your boy Bernard can, hey, zipping his pants on. What y'all doing?
What's going on? Leave them dogs alone.
That's Miss Lafayette's dogs, and those are my mistresses. Stop it. We here all week. Every day.
818-514-1202.
Your boy Richard got the people going.
Wow.
Your boy just decides, you know what? He listened to the Truth Brothers last week and said, that ain't a bad idea.
Went out to Ben's. I'm not even going there. Yeah, that is just, That is just ridiculous.
Dude.
I mean, how do y'all feel about that? I mean, don't that make you want to lock your pets up at night?
She's just out there. Look, he is so nice with our dog.
And they get along so well. Usually they kill the mailman, but they just love him.
But then again, that dude's getting GED classes.
Climbing in your windows.
All I know is
yep.
a funny looking puppy she had.
Yep. You talk about how he sleep with dogs. You got to look, hey, how many woofer bears you seen dudes walking down the street with?
Pet intruder.
Gorilla woofer bears. How many dudes y'all seen walking down the street with a gorilla bear?
I've seen a couple of today.
And then y'all mad at my man because he laid up with the pink eyed pit bull, and now we want to be mad. Look at her, but it's so soft. Her fur so
wow.
nice. How would you like to walk down the street with Caesar? You mad at him?
There's people
Whatever.
Who do it every day. What you talking about?
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing a pit bull either. But I can't walk down the street with a
woofer bear.
With a gorilla wolf bear. It's an Alaskan bullworm. It's what? It's an Alaskan bullworm.
Wormy.
Oh no, a woofer bear.
What is wrong with a woofer?
Yes, got it.
All right.
There's a lot wrong with a woofer bear.
If y'all, ladies, I know y'all and dudes. Go on the True Brothers web on the True Brothers
call
Facebook
in,
page.
818-514-1202.
And go on the page and say, yes, I've seen a dude with a gewoofer bear.
Yeah.
If you need me to spell it, I will.
If
but
you
I'm
know
saying,
know somebody who dates a gewoofer bear,
call
up.
GORWOLFBEER. Not BEAR. BEER. Because you need that beer.
Beer.
Gewoofer beer.
Okay.
It's Australian for ugly.
Go okay. with a beer. It's Australian for ugly, Mike.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. You don't see the most interested man in the world doing it.
They sales go up just around midnight.
Yeah. Give me them gorilla
last beer. Call. Hey, give me a gorilla beer.
Wait, spell that again.
G-O-R. Yeah, we putting it up there. W-O-L-F.
Wait, don't you?
B-E. And put that E with that apostrophe over it. We need to go with a beer. B-E-E-R. Yeah, it's on the page.
There you
okay.
go.
Yeah, you got to Google it.
Go with a beer and put in there. It's Australia for ugly.
Yeah. It's Australia for hairy, ugly, tall woman. That's wrong.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I don't know any hairy, ugly child.
You ever went to school with a go with a beer?
Woo! Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you ever went to school with a good woofer bear?
Oh, went to school, dated.
What?
You dated a good woofer bear?
Oh, Jesus.
Why?
Sympathy.
It was truly an accident. It was a blind date that I, yeah.
Did you go out with him after the date?
And then I made that mug womp take me home. Yes. No.
So
no, after the date, no. It was a one-time deal.
Well, that technically don't count. It's, if you saw him and was like, oh, but his hair on his chin is so nice.
Not being funny. He looked like Seal.
That ain't funny.
that looked like he was in a fire. It was horrible.
He had that. He had that
Freddy
look. Had that funny face.
At least Seal. Yes, I know he has.
At least what Seal can
I'm
what?
Not, I'm not to make.
At least Seal can sing.
No, Seal got that. He's nice.
And what?
Neck down. He's nice.
Whatever. Ugly category.
Hey.
Who's the winner? Seal.
No, I mean you have
to. I wanna fly like
so
that.
Saying, so what you saying? Heidi Klum had got her LASIK surgery and came home and what did I do?
Yep. Oh, Heidi knew. Heidi was like, I just wanna remember in the movie Fantastic Four when she just no, it's nothing wrong with your rocks on your face. She felt Seal and thought he what is this?
Thought it was the thing.
She thought he was the thing. She got the LASIK and you're black? Oh, this ain't gonna work. And look at these kids all fixed and... All
right, keep it moving.
Who put the swirl in my house? Don't like it. Don't like it at all.
Oh, dear.
I'm just saying, man.
No.
Oh, that's
she
funny.
Saw that melted patch that's by his eye. Did you see that? It looked
that
like somebody
melted,
just blew Jamaican fire
patch.
At his face.
Oh, that is messed up.
Somebody let the air horn go and blew the Jamaican fire at his face.
That
and he just patted it.
He was at Carnival and got too close.
Yeah. He was up there thunderclap and somebody poof and he just caught it right here and just, no,
that
don't touch it.
So
wow, man, you got burnt like a seal. That's the name we're going to go with, Seal. And then it, his career was born. I just gave y'all the documentary.
There you go.
I see. A document.
Yeah.
Document.
Wolf of Bear. Go ahead.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around this.
Yeah, watch you see one tomorrow. Oh, just coming out.
I see one daily.
Eating ants off the floor or something like that. Watch, you'll see one. No, seriously. Go to your job. You're going to see one. It's going to be an ant-eating gorilla bear just walking around, driving a bus. And it's a lady, and she got a real ugly, dark voice, like, good morning. Like, that's how she talks.
And got those super-sized giant church breasts.
Yeah. That she hold when she walk and they
that
shake.
Her head sit back in between the two.
Yeah, and when she get the spirit, she knocks herself out when she jump up. What I think about Jesus? And boom, hit the floor. And then she hit her. And then she hits the floor, and then all that happens. Yeah, it's not good, man. It's not good.
Wait.
Have you ever been to church and saw that, though?
Wait.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, hey, I got a bad memory, yeah. When I was little, man, I got beat up by a church lady who caught the Holy Ghost. I'm 8 years old.
Yeah.
She catches it next to me and proceeds to beat me to death.
Yeah, dude. I'm not even finna go there, but I'm gonna tell you what happened, right?
That was one of my last days.
Real
yep.
Quick,
nope.
Real quick.
You can keep this.
Yeah. This is where I started liking football, because after that I told my dad, he was like, nope, no more going back for you. The lady grabbed me, dog.
Yeah.
Like I'm sitting there, everything's cool. I'm in the pew with my grandmama, everything's chilling. Yeah, we on the bottom level. I used to be at the top level, but we was at the bottom level this day, and I knew something was up because I just felt the pastor when he was doing backflips down the aisle.
Right.
I knew something was up. The next thing you know, the lady just, yes, Jesus. And when she jumped straight up, her arms went up. Then she gave me this look of, I'm finna grab you. And I'm all of like 9. And she look at me in my face, and I'm like, no, lady, please. And she and she proceeds to grab me and pick me. Dude, I'm a slim dude. I was small at 9. She lift me up, and almost with that super spiritual strength, threw me in the air.
It was swinging you like the purse that has no money in it.
and I'm like, lady, please. So my grandmother's like, she don't really see it. She's just like, oh, yeah, because when I think about Jesus,
right,
it's enough for me. She's going there, right? So now they got the church.
Right.
They got
right.
that going, right? So now nobody is paying attention to this 6'9" lady.
And she's throwing you up like you won the championship.
And I'm 9. That traumatized me, man. I had them little. My mom used to wake. I'm just here. My mom used to make me wear this little tight gold vest. Do I should have been going here? I know I should do.
No, hey.
I'm just because I'm venting now. It just brings my pain. It brings my pain out. But my mom used to make me wear this tight gold vest like I was the pimp of the year, and just like the tight gold vest with the gold tie and the gold pants that they was actually let out. And when my brother had to go, he used to wear mine,
right.
So she would cut him up. But the shoes were too big because I wore bigger shoes. But anyway, the whole story. I'm sorry, people. I just got to put this out there.
Let it go.
I'm venting here. It's my time, right? So mom used to make me wear this, right? Now, I used to hate. So when she's swinging me, it just looked like a bunch of gold glitter going in the road.
Right.
And then she's, hey, the lady got a trophy for being the most outstanding Holy Ghost
right.
dinner, right? So the whole thing is, I found out at the end church is a concert. Because then, whatever, we're going to talk about it. Also, we had like a slow in the choir, right? No joke, right? It was
a slow.
We had a slough in the choir, right? That's what we call them, slough. It was a slough in the choir, right? And she would, whatever, we could talk about it, right?
Yeah,
it's
True Brothers Radio.
Right. So the slough would sit there, and she would, every time, you know, Kirk Franklin lead
right.
side.
Right, he's 2 seconds behind with the clap.
No, she. See,
oh.
Everybody who know the church know what I'm talking about. We're going to be 100. Mama, hey, how you doing? You know. So the lady would just sit there, and she would rock and be like, and real loud, but she would hold that second clap till everybody has already clapped, and then she'll bring it in like 5 seconds afterwards.
Right.
And her eye would always, I was wondering this, her eye would always look up at the crystal Jesus that was in the back of the church.
Okay.
And she would,
he was clapping too.
Yeah, she was, because his hands was out like this, and she like, why ain't he closing his hands clapping to the beat? But she never got it though. But it's cool. She was a cool lady, but she just never rocked with that. She bumping into people, and she would never rock on beat. And then the pastor like he don't see it. He just like, well, you know, God gave her a voice. But whatever. other. She not using it. Like, at the end of the day, stop everybody else from singing and let's hear the sound that come from her. I bet you it's nothing you like. I'm just saying. Let's be real. Whatever. Truth Brothers Radio. Let's talk. You want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. I'm just saying, end of the day, churches, whatever. She's sitting there, and I want it. And y'all know she can't sing, but y'all going to do it because the slow walked in there. I want to sing, too. Like, no. No, you can't sing, lady. First off, you got one big shoe and one little shoe. Why are you wearing them into choir practice? Then you give her a robe that's two sizes too big, so now she looking like the Grimace guy coming up down the street, and now she got the happy smile but the sad on one side.
Right.
You know the slow face. So, no.
Gwoofa bear.
Yeah, but it's she like got the gwoofa bear, but it's kind of slow. Like, oh, my God, I know the monkeys were loose. And then she just come in and whatever. She just, it's like you take off the chain and you just let them loose, and then she just runs up to the choir and just know her seat. Like, the slows are kind of smart, though. They got great memory. I'll give you that. They got great memory. But at the end of the day, man, yeah, she was just, I don't know. It was a crazy church, man.
Really? Get it out. That's Truth Brothers Radio. We are therapy.
Yeah. And I didn't even know. I didn't even know that was there.
We talked about Gwoofa Bears.
Who else needed release? Call 818-514-1202.
And I know everybody got a pastor that backflip. Like, he backflips down the stairs and the aisle.
And right. That organ music. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah,
dun,
you
dun,
know
dun,
when
dun,
it's getting coming because he's dun 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 dun. You know
right,
the church music.
Right.
And then that's
it's building up.
Yeah.
And I know because the only reason it was a church down the block, and me and my best friend wanted to go to the show and catch the Bruce Lee movie.
Right.
But the only way that we could go is we had to stop and sit at the church for an hour before we could go. That was the only way they let us go.
Right.
So we was going there. We just sitting there. We just waiting until it's time to go. And like you say, they started with the music, and Big Mama just started shaking, and the pew started wobbling. And we like, uh-oh. But my boy was on the outside of the pew, and I'm trapped in between him and her. And she got the bounce, and the next thing I know, she grabbed me and was just beat me in the head with her giant, giant church breast. And I just wanted to get away. Tore my little coat and everything.
You know your little church jacket that you, yeah.
And
that everybody
they tried to off me. Oh, forgive me, Jesus. Just got to, yeah, whatever.
What gets
someone
me
owe me a coat.
And all I'm saying, what gets me is, why they fan you afterwards? Like, they just, okay, woo. Because
you've been beat. And they're trying to, they're smelling salts in those fans to bring
whatever.
You back.
And then why do they, she just sit there and she's shaking and all you is shumalama dum dum. And it's like, like, no, dude, that's what they say. They'll be sitting there, yes! Shumalama dum dum.
Shumalama dum dum.
That's what they would say.
Oh, my God.
That's what they would say, though. Like, okay, who don't know the speaking in tongues joint, you know? But whatever. It's church therapy. We gotta get ready to go to the second half.
We gotta get ready to go to the second half. The second half, we are gonna be going to the movies. We got a whole lot of movies to talk about. I know y'all got a lot of movies that y'all seen. We're gonna talk about them, the good, the bad, the Shyamalama ding dongs,
dum dums,
Shyamalama dum dum. There we go.
New Truth Brothers.
All of that. And we're gonna get into that on the back half of Truth Brothers Radio. We
need it. Truth Brothers Radio. Brothers Radio.
To the average hemorrhoid sufferer, this is not a pretty song.
Burning, itching, burning, itching.
Burning, itching, why keep suffering?
Pain, swelling, lots of yelling.
At Advanced Hemorrhoid Care Center, we take care of the problem with a painless non-surgical procedure covered by your insurance.
Need to sit down, always.
Relief without surgery or missing any work.
Please fetch me my donut cushion.
It's not a laser. It's a beam of light with no side effects. Just 10 minutes and you're ready to continue your day. End the discomfort of hemorrhoids today at Advanced Hemorrhoid Care Center.
No more burning, no more itching.
Bravo!
Effective solutions for a classic problem at Advanced Hemorrhoid Care Center. Call 800-863-9980 or visit advancedcarecenters.com.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. 818-514-1202 is the number.
And you can also hit us up at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I'm still standing by with your questions and comments on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, but real quick.
Some of these comments, boy.
Yeah,
they are pouring in.
Jennifer Jones says, Devon, you know you going to hell, right? I'm sure of it, but, you know, whatever.
But, yeah. How do you like that new second hour intro?
Dude, that is my...
That's what's up.
Yeah, I like that.
I kind of wish we would have saved that for the new show, but whatever. It's still hot, man. I love that second hour intro. Like, if you like the second hour intro, you can just put that on the page or whatever. You know, Truth Brothers Radio at Facebook, you know, whatever. But, yeah, so... now that I got my breath together...
Now that I woke up from the spirit...
We're actually, this is Truth Brothers at the Movies. This is our second hour conversation because we wanted to just see what's quality movies right now. What still constitute as a good movie in you guys' opinion, or what are good movies to you guys? Like, what if you had a good movie that you seen or saw or whatever? We like to hear from you like that.
That's right. What constitutes as a great performance to you?
Yeah.
What's good acting? I mean, what is it about a movie that makes you just enjoy it? So we got a list of some movies that we're going to throw out that we like, dislike. A lot of them current. A lot of them is a blast from the past. We want to hear from you guys, too. This is a chance for you to put your input in. Tell us what movie you like. Tell us why. And we just going to have a lot of fun with this segment here.
Right. And we also, you know, because when we said that we was going to do this topic last week, we was going to talk about the 15. I was going to find some movies that you believe hurt Black America or whatever the case may be. And I found 15 movies that I believe kind of like hurt Black America. And, you know, if you guys agree or disagree, that's fine. I mean, I just wanted to, you know, throw it out there.
Right.
You know,
throw off to 10. Yeah.
Okay. It's 15, but whatever. It's going to be real fast, but whatever. All right. Anyway, I got The Birth of a Nation. That movie by D.W. Griffin.
That should be number one. And Birth of a Nation, D.W. Griffin, do you know that that's the first movie to win an Academy Award?
No, didn't know that. Song of the South.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Uncle Raymond.
Uncle Raymond,
What was Paula Deen's joint? Uncle Bubba.
Uncle Bubba.
Same difference.
Darkies and Butter. That was the name of our restaurant.
That's not... Okay, Superfly.
Yeah,
I said Superfly. That Superfly.
That's
and
an awful movie.
The Mac,
definitely. But people love The Mac, and that's one of the worst movies ever.
Mm-hmm. Mandingo.
Yeah, OJ would disagree with you, but go ahead.
The Toy with Richard Pryor.
It's not pretty, but I wouldn't put it in as one of the worst.
But I'm saying it just hurt the culture because, like, even then, I got Scarface. Scarface hurt the culture of you know, because
a lot of people would disagree with that. But Scarface is a great movie if you want to take it as just a movie. But somehow we have just internalized it into our culture, and this is how we want to live. No one wants to be Malcolm X, but everybody wants to be Scarface.
Driving Miss Daisy. Driving Miss. I found, dude, when I first seen that movie, I was just
I've
like.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Driving Miss Daisy?
No, I know when I'm going to be insulted. I don't have to. Like, no, thank you. I'm good.
These are my last three. I got Bebe's Kids.
Okay.
Yeah. I got The Green Mile because, yeah.
Gonna go lay down, boss.
John Coffey and Soul Plane. Definitely
Soul Plane,
number
definitely.
One. Yeah, that was
definitely.
That.
I would put Birth of a Nation as number one, but I
really,
mean, yeah,
over Soul Plane.
Yes, Birth of a Nation did more. Birth of a Nation is a movie that glorified the Klan as come to save America after Reconstruction.
Yeah, I mean,
much more devastating than Soul Plane is just we like to make fools of ourselves. Birth of a Nation set the tone for a nation. Yeah, when they make Birth of a Nation, Klan. Klan membership skyrocketed. Do you know what? I know the Klan is considered a joke today, but do you know at one point the Klan was one of the major organizations in America back in the mm-hmm. early 1900s?
Yeah, I saw a documentary about that. When they was talking about the part of when they had the governor of Indiana, I think it was the governor of Indiana, he was part of the Klan, and then when he wanted to back out of something, they ended up when he wanted to back away from the Klan, they had something in a black box that had so much scrutiny on him, and like it was covered from all, man, they were deep.
The Klan is a de facto kind of organization now, but at one point in America's history, the Klan was it was cool to be a Klan member.
Yeah.
You could wear it, but you know, at one point, it was cool to be a Nazi member. And I don't mean in the 70s with the skinhead Nazi party. I'm talking about the rise of Germany. There was a lot of Americans who were proud members of the Nazi party.
And real quick off the thing, but I know they were having something. It was a Klan. They were having a We Want You type of Klan thing in Colorado. They were passing out flyers.
You talking about recently?
Yeah, this is recently.
But
this
I'm just saying. Yeah, they do that to grab headlines now. As an organization, they're nothing. The mindset is still dangerous, but them as just a organization on their face, they're a joke.
Right.
You ever been to a Klan rally?
I plan on going.
No, I've been to two.
You have been to two Klan rallies?
I've never been up front, but yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I always believe in going to hear what your enemy has to say.
That's a good way to get caught.
No, do you know that Klan rallies are for publicity? And there's more people protesting the Klan than actual Klan members there now.
I feel you, but
so you just go to hear what they got to say.
That still can turn violent, though.
It hasn't been long. Trust me. The Klan. Look, remember James Byrd?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when Khalid Muhammad and the New Black Panthers went down there and the Klan apologized to them for the dragging because they didn't want no. Yeah, you know, skinheads are way, as an organization, there's a lot of militia groups in Michigan and the Upper Peninsula that scares me far more than the Klan.
I mean, yeah.
Far more than the Klan. There's some real serious groups out there, and the Klan ain't one of them.
Okay. Birth of a
Just
Nation.
Saying. Yeah.
Now, back to our True Brothers Radio.
Yeah. But, no, right. I'm just saying.
I feel you. It's all good. But no, those were my few movies that I felt like, you know, kind of like hurt our image. You know,
so we're gonna get on bad movies first, and that's cool.
Right.
That's cool. So Madea ain't in that list at all.
I would put if I had to pick a Madea movie first, I would pick Madea's Family Reunion.
Okay.
The reason I would pick that is. Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead, man.
No, the reason I would pick that is because it was, to me, it was the breakthrough part of Madea. And it's like everybody know her as a stage play.
Right.
And by you could have took somebody else to transfer her to cinema or to the screen
mm-hmm.
instead of you doing it and, you know, people mm-hmm. seeing you, Tyler Perry, and which, again, we'll talk about something else later, but instead of you taking your first
step into
the Madea shoes and putting it on the big screen, I felt like that's kind of detrimental. But and all in all, I mean, and then it was his first point behind, like it's like he took the stage play and brought it straight to the cinema. So you know that's to me that's why my main reason.
I got you.
Like that though.
Candace, you got any bad? I mean, as far as I'm concerned,
yeah. But I mean, at the
as
end
far
of the
as
day,
I'm concerned, Madea movies, I'm not a big fan of. I say Madea as a character is more dangerous and worse. As a character than the movies, maybe in general.
Yeah.
I would say Madea as a character, I have absolutely no respect and love for, period. But then at the same time, Big Mama, Got no. One of the worst movies was the last Big Mama movie. That was just,
yeah,
just
walked
coonery.
Out of that one, and I just didn't want to go see it.
Right.
I didn't want to go see it. I was tricked into going to see that one, and the person who I went with said, "Nah, I'm stupid for going." I was telling this, you don't want to go see this movie,
right?
And yeah, luckily it was free, so there you
gotcha.
Go. But I still feel like they owe me.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, all in all,
No. Producer, you got any bad movies? What's one of the movies you can't stand the most?
Man, I'd have to sit and really think about it. I mean, nothing really jumps out at me. I'm not a huge movie buff like that.
Right.
I'm just not. But
again, 818-514-1202. What is the worst movie you've ever seen out there? But what is the worst black movie you've ever seen?
Yeah, that's what we want to go, because I want to get to a point where we're like, okay, we need to demand more. And again, we're going to get into that. Yeah,
you seen Soul Plane?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see it. I was like, that was another one that I knew, like, oop, nope, no, thank you.
It's one of those that you kind of, I saw on accident.
Right.
It was just on.
Right.
And the remote was so far away.
Dude.
You know what it is? When we do, I know what Soul Plane was trying to do. And when you try to make How High, when you touching the culture and you're talking about not taboo stuff, but you're talking about that funny comedy like Harold and Kumar, they drug thing. How High is a drug thing. How High is a movie wasn't a bad movie. It was a comedy. It was goofy. It was silly. But sometimes it don't come off well, and I think that's what I don't think Soul Plane meant any harm, but it happened to do a lot of harm.
You know, I don't know if it necessarily meant a lot of harm. I would say that a lot of times, though, you got to look at, even when you're filming the movie, why is this going on, and who puts spinners on a plane? And it's just everything that we already have a stereotype of.
Mm-hmm.
You threw right into the movie,
mm-hmm,
and shoved it in people's face, and then hoped,
mm-hmm,
that people went to see the laugh.
Right.
And it's like, I for one, I waited till the movie came on TV.
I
knew it. Like, nah, it doesn't look funny.
Right.
You know, it's not a Friday. Friday is
a good example. Right. That's a great example.
Right. Friday is a good movie. It's not stereotypical,
but it does touch a lot of what could be considered stereotypes.
Right.
The drugs, the ghetto, the mama,
right,
sending him for the dude in the store that slips and falls.
Yeah.
I mean, the movie came off well, and there's a scene where Chris Tucker takes a crap in his yard.
Yeah.
That's
exactly
ignorant. But for some reason, it's something about that movie, it came off. And the joke pulled off well, and they got away with it.
Right.
Where Soul Plane, none of the jokes
came
off.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, it was a nice balance on Friday. It was not over the top coonery, but I don't think it was over the top coonery. I don't. I really don't. I think
I think they just happened to walk that tightrope, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think they walked that tightrope right.
He knew. I mean, he knew not to. Now the other Fridays
I was just about to say. Do you think they got away with it
next Friday after next?
Right. The other two went right to the ridiculous.
Right. Exactly. You can see that the first one is the best Friday to ever come out, in my opinion.
Right.
But when you went to the pimp. And like the last one, you could have kept. I'm just wondering.
Hey, the next Friday, I mean, Mike Epps stole the show, and if
he
it
did.
Wasn't for Mike Epps stealing the show, that one wouldn't have came off as well as it did. And I don't think it came off that well. But I mean, you can give it a pass.
Yeah,
you definitely can give it a pass.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's the first was the best. Always, that's how it seems to me. Like, the first movie is always the best. The second one you can stomach, and after that, it's like, all right, let's let it go.
We're going right. It goes off the rails. But
right.
That's with a lot of sequels.
But this is with the black movies that I felt like, you know, did some damage. I mean,
right.
Did some damage or whatever like
right.
that. Like, I don't put Friday in that category. But it was another one that I felt like had a good story. To give Tyler a fair shake, Daddy's Little Girl, the story, I was cool with. I was cool with the actual story and what he was trying to say, but it just didn't come off right.
You know what? But for the most part, most of his movies outside of Medea, I've seen all of his movies outside of Medea. I'm just not messing with that.
Right.
Just not. But most of his movies, the premise is sound.
Right.
The intent, I don't believe his movies, because I'm going on TV shows.
Right.
The movies, I don't think he intends on harming black people. I think he was just a bad filmmaker.
But like I said, we'll touch on all that later. But right now, the Truth Brothers have to take a really, really quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio. Radio.
Yes, love hurts. It can hurt emotionally, but more important, it can also hurt you physically. It can hurt you in a way which nobody who owns a hot tub and lives in California can afford to be unaware of. Yes, I'm talking about California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. This painful, incurable disease can make an enjoyable soak in a hot tub with family, friends, and dog into a literally unforgettable experience. If you catch California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, not only will you walk around feeling like you're about to pass a twisted sardine can lid, you'll also smell like a pile of burning tractor tires. So don't jump out of the frying pan and into the hot tub, because if you get California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, it'll really burn your ass.
This has been a public service message brought to you by the Citizens Against CHTRG Foundation. California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. We're not going to take it sitting down.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I keep the ass popping like the locks on the Benz. After the after party, we'll be getting it in. Pause for a drink, then we cutting again.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back, and we are talking about the movies, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of that. And right now we are talking about bad movies.
Yeah.
The kind that just, not just bad making them, that hurt us as a people.
Yeah. And to jump right into it again, please give us a call, 818-514-1202. If you have any bad movies you would like to add to the list we just threw out there, feel free to do so. But again, we're going to talk about some more bad movies.
Yeah.
You got one.
Oh, yeah. I got one, man. This one is awful. Really? It's called Goodbye, Uncle Tom.
A movie made in the late
70s by a French filmmaker. He went down to Jamaica and filmed it, and it is one of the worst things ever. It's supposed to be a documentary of slavery, as though the people who's making a documentary, we go with them in a trip back through time, and they actually interview slaves and slave masters and people who sell them and all of this, and it's just awful. It was just a clever way to get the young kids in the movie to show their breasts, and the white men get to feel them. It's awful. When you get a chance, you can probably catch a lot of it on YouTube. You can. It's very obscure. You can find it.
I think I might have seen that when
terrible.
I was younger.
It
rings a bell when you just said the last
yeah.
part. I think I seen that when I was younger, but I can't really remember that movie though. I believe I did.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. It ends up. Matter of fact, here's the crazy part. It ends up where they was talking about the slavery, and then somehow we time warp back into the '60s. Into the 60s/70s, where now you're seeing black men in the black power movement, and it was supposedly some Black Panthers who broke into a house, killed the white family, and destroyed the white baby.
I did see that movie.
And they showed these. They showed
beating
these
the baby
dudes
against
beating
yeah.
the baby.
I did
it
see
is
that.
Terrible.
Yep,
yeah.
I did
wow.
see that. I
yeah.
remember that.
Goodbye,
yep.
Uncle Tom.
Yep, I did see that. I think we were. I was watching that when I was younger. I never knew the name of that movie, but I was
yeah.
a kid at the time. So
yeah.
But
and speaking of that, that whole supposedly going back in time and catching the feel of the era. and supposedly doing things that was that a movie is supposed to be in that era. Let's talk about The Help.
Yeah, Truth Brothers actually sat down about two weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we watched The Help.
And we watched it because of this episode.
Yeah.
Because that was one of the movies on my list. Like, nope, I'm good.
Yeah.
But a lot of people loved it.
Yeah, we got the buzz about, Octavia
Spencer?
Yeah.
And Viola Davis. They were both up for Oscar nominations.
Yeah.
And since we didn't see it, we like, oh, man, this must be good. The movie must be better than I thought.
Yeah.
And then when Octavia won, we're like, okay, well, if we're going to talk about this, we definitely got to see the movie.
And then
we watched it.
Yeah. And
let's give some numbers first. This movie is a big bona fide hit.
It is.
Okay. It had a budget of $25 million. The domestic box office is $169 million. International box office, another 38, a whopping total of $208 million. That's a bona fide hit in any category.
If you only spent, 25?
That's right.
25
and got
made it 10 times over.
That's right.
I think it's 10 times.
And now let's go ahead and just dove into The Help. 818-514-1202. I know a lot of y'all saw The Help out there. This was a big movie and went to Oscar buzz. A lot of people rented it.
Yeah, and
so
the Truth Brothers did. And here's my thing about The Help. One, I got to give Viola Davis hers. She actually did a great job acting in the movie. She did a great job acting, and the fact of how she showed up at the awards, then and everybody criticized her for not wearing weave, that was crazy too. Criticized her for not wearing weave, so she should have wore natural hair.
You know what? Yeah, real quick, don't mean to cut y'all. Why don't we let's look at it like this? This is how the Truth Brothers are looking at it. Minister Farrakhan said in a speech way back in the 80s. He said, every movie, every television, all multimedia you see is attached to rise and fall. Your rise as a people and your fall as a people is inside of every bit of multimedia out here in the world today, from your music to your movies to your games. Everything has a rise and fall. So when you look at the movie, look at it in terms of what parts elevated you as a people and then what parts brought you down.
Exactly.
And then weigh it out. That's how we're looking at this.
Right.
That's how we're going to be looking at all the movies we're talking about tonight.
Right. And to go back to something I was about to say is Viola, her acting was pretty. Her acting was good. She had a part where she was actually contemplating making the decision of helping the lady out with her book or whatever like that. And it's just the way she carried it. It was not weak or nothing. It was just a strong performance that she gave out. And she was up against some strong competition as far as the best actress. So I give her a pass on that. But Octavia Spencer, who was up for best supporting actress along with the girl, I think her name was Channing, the girl who actually was the one who was writing the book.
Right.
She was up in her, along with a couple of other people, were up for best supporting actress. Honestly, Octavia cooned it up. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean, I'm
right.
just saying.
Now,
but,
okay, since we're going to get on to her real quick, let's talk about a history. We're not calling out Octavia Spencer.
Not at all.
We're not talking about her. A lot of you people seem to help. How many movies do you remember Octavia Spencer in? I bet you can remember quite a few. Now, how many movies do you remember her being in where she had a lead role? None.
Yeah.
None. This was her first lead role. This was her bite at the apple, and she took a big bite, and I'm not going to fault her for it.
Not at all.
I'm going to give you her filmography real quick. Real quick. She debuted in 1996. She was in A Time to Kill. You remember Time to Kill? You don't remember her in it. Why? Because she played Rorick's nurse. She played a nurse.
Yep.
It's called a bit part. She was in The Sixth Man. Nativity Watson. Bit part.
What's
Sparkler. Her name was Wanda.
I don't remember that.
A TV movie called Lansky. Evelyn the Maid. She was in Never Been Kissed. She was Cynthia. You don't know who she was because she wasn't in any of the previews.
Yeah.
Being John Malkovich. I remember that movie. I like that movie. Don't remember her in it because she was a woman in elevator. That's what it says. She had no name. She was the woman in the elevator.
How would you like to be in the movie?
That's right. Let's jump to 2000. Let's see. She was in Malcolm in the Middle. She was a cashier.
I remember that.
Okay, there you go. She was in a TV movie called Missing Pieces. She was Elegant Guest, and that wasn't her name. That's what she was in the movie.
Right.
Elegant Guest. Let's go to some more. She was in Big Mama's House. She was Twilla.
I remember that.
Okay. Yeah. Was it a big role? She was just a friend.
She was the one that came through when Big Mama was one of the girls was having a baby. She
right.
Was in there with
I remember.
The
right. Idea. Right. Let's jump around here. Let's go to, do you know that she was in Spider-Man? The first Spider-Man. Yeah, she was a check-in girl. You don't remember her because she probably didn't say anything. Notice I'm not naming any movies that she had a big role in.
Right. There's a reason.
She was in Bad Santa. That's one of my favorite movies. I remember that. She was Opal. Opal was the prostitute who Bad Santa would do, like my boy who had the car accident. And her big line in the movie was, "Get away from me. The last time you did me there, I wasn't able to sit down for a week." That was her role. That was her line. That was it.
I never saw it, so I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
No, it's a great movie.
Whatever.
Let's jump around. She was in Ugly Betty. She was in a couple of episodes of Ugly Betty. She was Constance Grady. That's about the biggest role I can find for her for most of the roles she was in. She was in the movie Drag Me to Hell.
I remember
that. She was Bank Co-Worker 1. Yeah. No name.
She was
Bank
the one
co-worker.
Next to the, if you go back and watch that movie, she was the one who was next to the boss after the girl spit up blood.
Well, there you go. And she didn't even say, "Ooh, that's blood."
Nope.
Yep. She was in Halloween 2. Bad movie. She was Nurse Daniels.
Yeah. Was LL in that one?
No, Halloween 2. I think this was the Rob Zombie remake.
Whatever.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is the – I could keep going on. She was – the biggest movie she was in before The Help, she was in Dinner for Schmucks. She was Madame Nora, the mysticist.
I never
remember
saw
when
Dinner for
You never
Schmucks.
Seen Dinner for Schmucks when they all had to bring
the
a loser?
Guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
With,
she was one of the losers.
With your boy, remember his name.
Right. So what am I getting at here? I'm getting at the fact this is a woman who has had made a career out of playing bit parts. This was her first big role, and she took it. And I'm not going to fault her for
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's what
they
saying.
Used her, and then they rewarded her with an Oscar because she helped your fall. Mm-hmm. Now, some people may not see it that way, but how many women out there will consider going to make a pot and defecating in it?
Yeah, he said it, defecating.
Right. So, jeez. I mean, here we go. It might seem funny in the movie that she did that in the pie and the girl ate it and it was gone, girl. That's right. But think about it. She had to make the pie. Where did she crap at? Did she crap in the pan?
Nobody did. I'm not going
to
dig that deep into that.
But you
man.
Have to, because your rise and fall is related
true.
To this.
I got
so you.
So you
have to. What? Think about what they're saying about her. To me, she's more dangerous than the other. She would that would physically harm somebody. You can go to jail for that.
Yeah. But a lot,
just
mean,
saying.
The reason I say that is because.
Because you want to get wrapped up in, ooh, she defecated in the white woman's pie. Hooray for us. But that's not the point.
I feel what you're saying, but at the same time, I mean, it's just a sense of, okay, she was a woman. You could tell she had limited education, and that was a way that she knew how she can get somebody back.
Really?
Was it
do you think
way?
Somebody
no,
in 1950s Mississippi
no.
would dare do that? Stand at the table and say, "You eat my crap."
No, I never said she would, but
she would
same
be swinging
time,
from the tallest tree in the county.
Yeah, Timberland shoes. But what I'm saying is she did it. And it was just something, I don't want to say over the top, but it was just something that they put in the movie to give her character some type of edge, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
okay.
So
in other movies when the underdog gets over, let's say Dumb and Dumber, when he put laxative in the other dude's drink and he drank it and he got the revenge. Why didn't they do that? Why didn't they come up with
It wouldn't have been as it's not as edgy as defecating in the pot.
It's not as stupid.
I give you the
At the same time, here, let's take a big bite of chicken, and every time you bite the chicken, I want you to buck your eyes open.
I give you that. Now, yeah.
Oh, but that's worse than defecating in a pot.
I mean, it's hand in hand to me, bro. It's just the fact of the matter that, yeah, she took the big bite of chicken, which is, we're stereo. Hey, I like what, I'm going to read your book, and I'm chicken.
Right.
Then also you got pie boo-boo. So, I mean, it's like at the end of the day.
You think it's hand in hand, one hand washes the
hand. I mean, they're both,
the
I'm saying they're both of them was to the point,
both
okay, we want you to
fall.
Do this. Yeah,
both.
Okay, but the one that,
right,
but the coded fall that's masked as a rise is the pie. But we'll get more into that. We're going to go ahead and go into a commercial break, and then we'll jump right back in on this topic, Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming
Truth
to.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Yes, the rhythm, the rebel. Without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard rhyme, when you never been a man. You want styling, you know it's time again. See, the enemy telling you to hear it. They praise the music, it's time to play the lyric. Some say no to the album, the show. But what's the sound? I made it a year ago, I guess you know.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I love you, baby. Vanessa Thompson, confirming. It'll be a great game night. Read message.
New message from Shaniqua. Hey, sexy teddy bear.
Oh.
I cannot wait to see that tight ass early in the morning. You will never forget this kitty cat. I ain't got no panties on.
What? Who? I don't know. Whew.
Hey, teddy bear?
Wrong number. I've been getting that a lot
she
this
said
week.
Your name.
Government.
Say hello to Siri on the most amazing iPhone yet.
New message from your wife. I want a divorce.
Truth Brothers Radio.
You and I see why. You and I see why. That's a unity. You and I see why. Love a black man from
Italy. Who you calling the
pig?
All right, welcome back, Truth Brothers listeners. The number to give us a call, 818-514-1202. We're picking up where we left off, speaking about The Help, the movie that came out about a month or so ago. So
on DVD.
Oh, yeah.
DVD. It's good.
But, yeah, I mean, your like I said, your rise and fall is encoded in all of this. And a lot of times in a lot of these movies, when they think they're coding you, when you think you're being coded with a win, you're being coded with a loss.
Yeah,
look at Precious. A lot of people came out at the end of Precious when she was walking out of the welfare place
with AIDS,
a baby, and a slow baby walking down the street reading on a third grade level. Everybody's like, yeah, what an inspirational story.
Really?
What a win.
I didn't.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about
the
way it was critiqued. And Barbara Bush wrote something on this movie talking about what an inspirational movie it was. When it might have seemed like a win. No, it was a loss. It was telling you, you got to go beyond what you're seeing and critique it and analyze it. Critical thinking, people. Again, what is somebody with a third grade education drop out with two babies and HIV? What is she going to do with the rest of her life? Where's she going to work?
That's how I felt after
baby?
The movie. I was
again,
like,
okay, again, someone crapping in a pie. Don't really. I mean, if I told you, hey, what's up, Truth? But yeah, man, the dude I work with, yeah, I crapped in his soup, and yeah, gave it to him. What you think about me? Are we still friends after that?
No.
Yeah.
I'm saying. I mean, well, whatever, dude. I mean, I say that was nasty. Don't mean I'm just going. Oh man, cool. Like to me, it was just a part of a movie that. I mean, I understand. I get what you're saying about the rise and the fall and everything like that. I get that. To me, it was a part of a movie that had to give you something to you wanted to know why, and
mm-hmm.
then she told you why, and it's mm-hmm. like, yeah, after you found out she got fired for whatever, and she did it to the girls' pie, and then they wouldn't let her hire nowhere else, and then you look at it like, okay, she was a woman of limited education. She might not have known too much more, and bam, there it is.
Gotcha.
I don't really take it as a win. I'm like, that's bogus, but then I'm like, ha ha, that's still bogus. Either way,
let's look at another aspect of the film. Then let's look at how the ending came out. Octavia's role, was it Mimi? Nothing, Mimi. Yeah, Mimi.
Minnie.
Yeah, Minnie end up helping the ostracized white woman, and they became close, and she helped her through a lot of her problems, and she ended up with a job serving her for the rest of her life. That was her reward.
You always will have a job.
Now,
I give you that.
The stronger character, the one who took a stance, the one who lost everything, end up losing her job, losing the precious white baby, and end up walking down the street unemployed. And that's how they left you with that one. Another gold star for the black folks.
The thing is, I took it as like, okay, it's not really, it was an open ending for me. It didn't really provide closure to nothing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I was talking about, Precious.
Okay, when they give you the open ending, follow the open ending. Right. Follow it. Follow it to its logical conclusion.
They're giving you a subliminal in that.
Yeah, I give you that.
You feel good today. Oh, Precious walked away a hero, but in the end.
Ah, 3 days later.
There you go. Or, you know, she can't get work.
I got you. I feel what you're saying.
She hit the lottery and then didn't get off the link. You know?
I see what you're saying. My only response is, I mean, I guess they're telling you do with it as you may. You know what I'm saying? They leaving you to come up with an explanation or whatever. So that being the case, it's up to you to make out what happened to him. Like, to me, I took it as maybe she went on to become a writer, like she said she was supposed to do. That's how I took it. But the fact that it was a lot of parts of that movie, I was like, that's just dumb. Like, oh, my God, you make sure you take care of your baby, because Viola's character was so hurt by, you're not going to let me watch your white baby. I'm mad now.
Yeah.
A lot of that stuff was just.
Okay.
How about the pictures on the wall?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Take a real good gander at that on the positioning of these pictures.
That's right.
There were a whole lot of subliminals in this movie.
No doubt. No doubt.
And
go ahead and go into it. Go into the pictures.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, at the beginning of the movie, they show you
her son
on the wall, you know.
Then Jesus.
Then the Jesus pops up. Position.
And the Jesus.
Just slightly higher.
That's right.
Than the son.
Jesus was on top of the son in the picture.
They had the assassination of Kennedy.
Right.
And Kennedy was on the right side, but slightly above, but just below Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's subliminal to you.
Yeah.
What's important in her life? Jesus, then my dead son. Who just died. They ran over him and then dumped him off at the hospital where he died.
Blew
and they took him on.
Then I brought him here.
But then, no, here's another subliminal for you. The movie starts off with her telling this white baby, you're so pretty.
Yeah.
You're so smart. You're so strong. You're so beautiful. And she reinforces this into the baby because the baby is fat and slow, according to the movie. That ain't according to us.
Uh-huh.
According to the movie. And she's giving her the reinforcement and the love that the mother isn't doing. Then fast forward 3/4 into the movie, in Mimi's house, when the book come out, she's cooking chicken for breakfast, too. She's cooking chicken, and she says, what you doing with that book? You know you can't read.
Yeah.
What is that telling you?
Yeah, no doubt. This movie.
No, like you said, take the open ended and follow it.
Because that was the thing was, that was towards the end of the movie, which was bogus because she actually, when Mimi lost her job because she, whatever, she ended up hiring the little girl,
oldest daughter.
The one she said, what you got that book for, you can't read.
Sugar.
She took her and she made her
drop out
and become a help.
Right.
And the part about that, I'm like, and the girl wanted to go to school and blah, 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 blah. Another subliminal message was, remember the part when the girl had the two sons that was supposed to go to college?
Mm-hmm.
And
she
was like, look, you know, I just want to give you, hey, I'll work for free if you just give me the $75, you know, in advance on my pay. It was just the girl was like, you know, I'm going to help you by not giving it to you. Because, see, your people need strong upwill
and
Jesus.
That's not even
a
subliminal.
No. But a subliminal is no matter how hard or how hard you work, we still going to have that control over your future.
That's right.
That's what I took from it.
Okay.
I feel you on that.
Here's some more for you. The subliminal and your rise and fall is the one who went to jail, who was sending the two boys to college, was the only complete black family in the movie. She had a man. They were a family. They were raising the kids up the right way. They were getting good grades and going to college. She goes to jail. Only one can go to college, and one had to stay.
I thought she still got the money for the ring.
But she ended up getting caught. So they're going to get that money back.
I thought the kid was gone already.
Either way, it's still going to be a burden. How do they make next year's tuition then? Because they're going to have problems.
Oh, yeah.
But now let's go with Viola Davis. She has no son, no man. She's living in the house. Now let's go to Mimi. Mimi is getting beat by the invisible black man because they never showed him. They just showed the results of him whooping her tail.
The point was, she's on the phone with Viola. I'm
talking about, I've been fired.
And nobody will hire me. He's going to kill. He opens the door. She peeks around the corner. He throws his shoe bush style at her.
Right.
And she's sliding down the thing.
Right, here we go.
And then he just has to be there. And then what's crazy is, Octavia goes to work.
That's right.
The ditzy white woman tells her, if I was you, I'd hit him with a skillet.
The white woman, the white person telling you to divide from your man and kill him. I would beat him and kill him.
Then on top of that, to add on to that, when the white man pulls up and say, hey, I knew you was here because you've been cooking chicken.
Man.
They wind up saying, you know what? You don't have to go back to that black man. You and your kids come live here.
Right.
And we'll save you.
And the pride part, here's the pride part. No, I don't have to do that because me and Viola is going to stay together. They rub arms and say, we're going to help one another. Follow it out.
Say lazy.
Follow it out. Man. Follow it out. Again, no man. Again, this is rise and fall. If we divide the black man from the black woman, this is why our communities are in the conditions they're in now.
No doubt.
Because we're always at one another and we can't unify.
Also,
818-514-1202. Let's hear from you.
And also to add to that, all the Oscars or whatever that was given away, you look who you give it to.
Right.
You give it to Mimi. You give
that
it to
that was the reward.
Girl. Yeah. Thank you for extra bucking your ass, eating the chicken,
looking at the camera. Minnie don't burn no chicken.
And took a bite. And thank you, Minnie. Now
she burned it when she got that $46.
She gets $46, and oh my God, our problems are solved. I got $46. Let's keep the gas on for one more week. Let's keep it in context, okay? People have gotten $46 before, even in the 50s. $46 still wasn't a lot of money. It was more than it is today, but it don't solve all your problems.
No.
Let's follow the historical line that they gave you. At one point in the movie, they gave you the death of Mega Evers because it was in Mississippi, and it was in the 50s, so they had to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
Totally glossed over Martin Luther King, jumped right to Kennedy.
Yeah.
So Kennedy get killed. Oh, my God, the country's, everybody's in mourning, but they totally glossed over Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King getting killed in Mississippi, that was probably a big deal.
I'm sure.
And they totally just glossed over that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that just goes to just say.
I don't know.
Excuse me?
I don't know.
Martin Luther King getting killed to black Mississippi wouldn't have been a big deal?
No, wait a minute. I wanted to check something. Wasn't he killed in 68?
Martin Luther King was killed before John F. Kennedy.
Okay. I thought it was 68. Okay.
Yeah, Martin Luther King was killed in 68, right?
Yeah, but he was killed before Kennedy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's all I'm telling you. So, follow. Again, the neighborhood, the town would have been, the black part of the town would have been devastated when Martin Luther King was killed. The movie didn't cover it at all.
Okay.
Just saying.
But to get, I mean, that's the help. It. Whatever, that's the help. And, you know, if the movie, you knew what you were getting into when the movie got the going. So, that being the case, you knew what you was expecting from the help.
Right. Okay, 514-12. Go ahead, babe.
818-514-1202. We got a caller online. Caller, what's your name?
Hey, caller.
Hey, brothers and Justice.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
How you feeling, family?
All right,
got
man.
You got some
comments on
you,
the great help?
Hold on. Did you get that shirt, man?
I got it.
All right, cool. Just wanted to make sure that address didn't pop up. I was nervous.
Cool, man. Hey, take a picture of it and put it on our Facebook page, man.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
When are they going to come out with that Nat Turner movie?
No, that's not
happening.
You won't see that.
Yeah, bring it back to Kevin Parnell.
Get an Ike Turner before you get a Nat Turner.
For real.
Make that Nat Turner movie.
Yeah. So did you see the help?
No, I didn't see it.
I got you.
Yeah, don't waste your
time. Oh, then that means you done called to talk about Rise and Fall.
That stuff people didn't come across with that sort of, you know, that talk in the 60s. I mean, they're bringing it back, you know, 100 years. Nobody talks like that. They really, marginalized that movie, man. I don't know. I mean, from what I hear, you know, I mean, I didn't sit around and watch that, but they wanted to pick us, you know, in that demeanor, you know, in 2012. It's a shame. I mean, we came home with our father and bringing it back to, you know, made movies, you know.
Definitely agree. Matter of fact, we were just about to get on the latest Tyler Perry movie because we had to go ahead and see that so we can talk about that on this show. Have you ever seen any Tyler Perry movie?
Yeah, I saw that one with his sister. There was kind of the one that Jill Power was in there, you know, where, you know, she smashed that brother over the head with the ball. Why did I get married?
Yeah. I think that's really when everybody started going over there to Tyler's, when that's really was his non-Madea role.
Yeah, I think that's his biggest non-Madea movie.
So, I mean, I'm sure that's when everybody who didn't like a Madea movie started watching Tyler Perry's movie was Why Did I Get Married?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go with that.
So let's go ahead and I'll jump into Good Deeds.
All right. Oh, real quick to jump into Good Deeds. We've been noted as not having giving Tyler Perry a fair shake. And honestly, I feel like now I have. You know, I've seen a Madea movie. I saw a Madea stage play, and I went to see a Madea movie. Honestly, I have to put this out there. I was surprised at the way Tyler Perry handled this movie because to me it has to be the best movie Tyler Perry has done to date.
Okay, and getting my disclaimer out of the way, I've seen every Tyler Perry movie, have seen none of the Madeas. Don't plan on seeing none of the Madeas. You can't talk me into seeing a Madea movie. But his other movies, I do my best to give him a fair shake. I think he's a terrible filmmaker, but in this instance, seeing Good Deeds, I think that was one of the best movies he's ever filmed. Yeah. The only two movies I really, really was impressed with was this one and The Family That Prays. That one was okay to me.
Right.
And this one was the cinematography, the way that his shot selections and the way he chose to shoot his scenes. He actually shot a movie instead of a stage play on film, which is what he usually does.
That's what I was just about to say. It made it seem like it showed to me that he can. He's shown some progress. And what gets me about this movie is, it's a really good movie. It's a really good movie. It wasn't predictable as I thought it would be.
It wasn't as predictable as I thought it would be. I was a little impressed too. It was predictable.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. It was predictable.
I mean,
for me.
The ending I predicted. I was like, yeah, she's going. Oh, I don't know if anybody.
I'm sorry. From start to finish, I predicted.
I'm gonna be honest. It was a couple parts. I thought the brother. I thought Gabrielle Union's part was going to play a lot differently than what it did.
Now, I will say in that instance, that's probably not the only thing that I was pleasantly surprised by. She took that very well. She was very woman about
another
it.
Another one.
But
the
brother.
The dead, the dead, the guy that wasn't in the daughter's life, I thought Hey, the dude just ran out on the
yeah,
on the
because
kid.
The one scene when the little girl asked for daddy when they was getting evicted, and she said, "Hey, don't bring that up right now." Yeah, I thought they was going. I thought later on that was the setup for he was black, bald head, and was on Law and Order,
and he dropped me out a window.
Right.
No,
I didn't
jump to that
conclusion. But killing him in the war was
right.
great,
and that's what I'm saying. In this instance, because my biggest thing with Tyler Perry was. I tell you what, let's take a break real fast, and I'll tell you what my biggest thing with Tyler Perry was. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'm a fucking boss. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh?
Black cars, black on black, black bras, whole lot of money in a black bag, black strap, you know what that's for.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Have you been caught in legal problems, faced with serious issues that threaten your job, marriage, or political career? Here at Nielsen's Assassinations, we offer a wide variety of services to get you out of even the most difficult circumstances. Established in 1963, we still offer the highest quality hits at competitive rates. We pride ourselves in always giving you the most professional services with a wide array of options. We are the only assassination firm licensed in the use of incendiaries and trained ninjas. Our work is guaranteed to be discreet and completely untraceable. We can mop up your little messes and you reap the benefits from the comfort of your own home while avoiding any legal hazards. Call us today for your free, no-hassle consultation. Your enemies will be sad that you did. And Nielsen's Assassinations,
we kill for you.
Truth Brothers Radio.
You can tell.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. And before we continue on, I do have a correction to make. Yes, I was wrong. You're right. John Kennedy was killed before Martin Luther King. I was thinking about his brother, Bobby Kennedy, when he was assassinated. He was assassinated after King, and his body was put through the Poor People's Movement. So, yeah, that was my bad.
All right, but to get to what I was saying, my biggest thing with Tyler Perry is that a lot of times his roles as men roles, the role that we play is a little bogus, I'll say, for lack of a better word. Is we were known as either being a drug dealers or bad guys, and then the light-skinned guy comes in and swoops up and swings away on the role. Yeah. And in this sense, I felt feeling full. Like, okay, I'm cool now. You know what I'm saying?
But I don't know about full, but it was a much better movie than I expected, because I was expecting bad.
Yeah, and I would sit up there and I got to apologize to everybody who was at the house that day when I was like, okay, you know, Tyler has shown me that he can direct a movie. And the my point that I was going to make earlier, the bad part about this, people, is his numbers.
Yep.
His numbers right now are nowhere near what Tyler Perry used to do as far as his other movies. Go ahead.
And talking about that, the crowd that we seen when we went to see that movie, there was nothing but women. There were four men in that theater, two dudes and me and you.
Right.
And the rest of the theater was full of women, and they walked away feeling flat because there was no Madea. One of them said, "Well, I guess I'm supposed to be happy. I guess that was a good movie," because they wanted to laugh. They wanted to see a man in a dress. So now where I was getting Tyler about raising the bar,
mm-hmm.
The question is, Tyler Perry fans, ones who are just crazy about all his movies, are you holding him back by expecting him to coon and buffoon for you guys? He tried to give you something that was definitely raising the bar.
Yes,
he tried to have some emotional depth. that was the best acting I've ever seen him do. I didn't think he could act that well.
Yeah,
he was fairly decent in it. And
you know what?
You guys aren't going to see it.
Here's a question you asked them. When you say crazy Tyler Perry's fans, are you crazy about Tyler Perry or are you crazy about Madea? That's the question I want to know.
And if you're crazy about Madea, are you crazy about Madea as a character or a man in a dress then?
And that's my point, because Tyler Perry as a director and Tyler Perry as the person he is, that movie was great. It has substance. It has something. It was better than any other Tyler Perry movie he did. And the reason word of mouth get around, like, yeah, it was an okay movie, when certain people was like, it's just an okay movie, when in all actuality, that's a good movie, and a lot of people are not going to see it because word of mouth is, yeah, it's okay. But that's the thing. The stereotypes aren't in the movie. Everything isn't in the movie that you would expect. And now you don't want to go see it. But I bet when Madea Gets a Job comes to town, you're going to get that stage play and go do that.
Yep.
Tyler Perry has – the reason I give Tyler a pass on this, he did what I asked him to do.
He took it to another level.
Just take your people and just bring them something outside of that. And now you won't support it.
Yep.
You're right.
Yep, he gave you drama.
Yeah.
He gave you the only scene that, if I followed it, just kind of left me kind of like get the hell out of here was the scene in the shelter where all of a sudden the dude just popped up. Yep. and he going to try to take it. He going to try to rape her. But everybody in the shelter, nobody woke up.
Nobody
no one
woke
said,
up.
Be quiet.
Right.
And just rolled over. Oh, yeah, another homeless rape. Oh,
that's
well.
All it is.
No, I think the part that did it for me was where he comes out of nowhere and says, okay, well, I got two tickets here to Africa.
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
Stop cleaning the floor
really? And come with me. I'm going to
I don't know nothing
I'm
going to
drill
you.
Holes
Look,
in Africa.
How much time has supposedly elapsed between here?
You know what?
A couple of months, I would say.
At the same time, though, I'm not saying that you don't know her.
All of a sudden said, okay, now I'm going to open up a daycare here in my building free of charge.
It was just a room with some crayons.
I can get that because that was after he found the baby in the closet.
Right.
No,
I understand that, but let's realistically speaking.
Okay, realistically speaking, she'd have been fired and been homeless, and then
exactly.
had to go to the shelter and take it.
The only thing I'm saying is. There is some form of something like, I mean, he could have cared and been like, oh, enough people could have came to him and said, hey, we know we don't have a daycare. Okay, I'm Wesley Deed.
Yeah,
I can
got
open
you.
A daycare
and
for the people.
I mean, he tried to give you a love story. You can pick any love story apart and it ain't going to hold up. But,
like,
I mean, he tried to give you something outside of what he normally give you.
Right.
And your Tyler Perry fans are not going to see it.
Why is that, Tyler Perry fans?
So
that's something
Tyler Perry fans
like
got to answer.
I put it like this. Red Tails, I understood. A lot of people were not going to go see that. And I was like, yeah, whatever. I knew it. It's nothing like we talked about it. I was like, I'm not shocked that that's going to be that. But the thing is, Tyler still had a small budget. He does the same thing he does every movie, except for this one. He actually elevated the bar, and you did not go, and you're not going to support it.
Yep.
Did he make his money back? Yes. Is he going to make a profit? Yes. But it's not the normal $60 million he do after everything is done. Tyler, at the end of the day, will walk anywhere between $38 and $40 million at the end of the day when it's all said and done.
I won't give him that much. I say $35 to $30 million he's going to end up clearing before this is all said and done.
So,
and again, that puts him right. The worst movie he's ever done, gross-wise, was Daddy's Little Girl. And this one is falling right into there. So the next time when he come out with Madea Gets Breast Implants, then that's going to be on y'all.
Right, but we got to get ready to wrap this show up. Two brothers have to say thank you to A&W Root Beer Radio Lounge and Rex Swords. And this, of course, you know this has been a G-Network presentation, and I'm glad everybody has enjoyed. I hope you enjoyed the show. And
there you go. Yeah, why don't we go on a Facebook page. Maybe once a week we'll put up a movie that someone suggest that they see. And then you guys can do the same thing, and then we'll check it out, and you can give us a call, and we can chit-chat about it or whatever. Again, thanks for everybody who called. Justice, we see you. Thanks for calling, man.
JL, what's up?
That's right. And everybody who gave us a call, man, we definitely appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in, and get ready for the big move to Monday.
Oh yeah, I'm pumped, man. But that's April 2nd, people. Not next week. April 2nd. Get ready. The Truth Brothers are going to be coming at you live Mondays. I'm ready for the move, man.
Yeah, yeah. That's gonna it's gonna be fun.
Seven to nine. PM. Make
Central time.
Yep. Same Truth channel though. So.
So, yep. So let's get ready to have a nice weekend, man. I want everybody to be safe. Take advantage of the nice weather. And everybody be good out there.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Candace, got anything you want to say?
Hey, you pretty much just summed it up.
Lumma dum dum. I will end it off with that.
Lumma dum.
Yeah.
What the hell did that come from anyway?
That came from the Holy Spirit.
Well, yeah, there you go.
I just passed out. Don't learn about
go.
It right now.
Right. So we're going to tell it to you like this. If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers.
Peace.
Truth Brothers Radio.